Jesus' name, be redeemed in Christ. How is your Lenten fast going? Have you fulfilled all those pledges you made? Sometimes people do it at the beginning of the new year, but the Christian church oftentimes has looked at the time of Lent to be a time of change in our life, a time of fasting, a time of giving up things and so forth. Sometimes now that you have passed the midpoint in this Lenten season, you might recognize that the church in its pericopes, that is the appointed lessons for each Sunday, has been diligent to teach you the meaning of crosses, temptations, heartaches, and suffering in your life. It is true that because of your evil deeds, you do deserve to be punished by these things, but your Lord, in His wisdom, also uses these opportunities for your everlasting good, so that by the comfort of His grace, you may mercifully be relieved. When trouble, trials, and turmoil comes into your life, God is reaching out so that you might return to Him, that you might place your faith back where it belongs in His holy word, and that you are persistent in that faith through prayer for His mercy. But most importantly, that your eyes are fixed on Jesus. If life goes smoothly, then oftentimes you are quick to forget the Lord God and His salvation. But when trouble and turmoil nag your life, the Lord will use these to draw you closer to Himself, to remind you that He truly does care for you, and to deepen your faith in His undying mercy. And where, you ask, is that mercy to be found? Where can you go to find much-needed rest and shelter from the devil that entices, the demons that threaten, the world that oppresses, and the flesh, our earthly flesh, that is susceptible to attack? Where does your Lord make good on His word and promise to deliver you? Where does the Lord refresh and strengthen you when you are weary and weak? Right here at this holy table. For this is where your Lord meets and provides for your needs. Here is where your Lord preaches to you not some feel-good motivational speech, but His wholesome, never-failing word. Here is where your Lord leads you to the green, abundant pastures of His compassion. And at the supper is where your Lord feeds you with the food which endures to everlasting life. So Holy Mother Church uses today's reading, both those of the Old Testament about the grumbling and complaining people of God in the wilderness, and those who were hungry in the wilderness in today's gospel, to turn your heads away from pet self-pity, away from grumbling and complaining, away from the quick fixes and worthless schemes that so many offer to you. For she, your mother, the church, earnestly desires that you should seek the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near. So gently and firmly, to these appointed meetings, she turns and returns you to your Lord Jesus. And there He is, sitting on His throne, the altar, with His disciples and angels and archangels. And through the hand of the pastor, He feeds you life-giving, life-sustaining, and life-eternal food. Jesus sits on the front of the altar because that's where the feast is. He is there because He Himself Israel after they desired to make him king. Not merely in words, but in actions. He fed them with an oversupply that came from 5 loaves and 2 fish. And that is the sermon your Lord preaches to you this day, in word and action, when he says, "Take, eat, this is my body. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up everlasting." So rejoice that our Lord leads you to the Holy Supper. And be glad when your mother church says to you, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Now, of course, the devil doesn't like that at all. He likely opposes such food and such invitation. But he opposes the Lord Jesus with all that he has. He may be crushed and defamed, but he still seeks to pollute your minds and depress your spirit about how life gets harder and rougher the more you come to Jesus. And as is true of all lies, there is just a grain of truth in what the diabolical one says to you. Just as the world hated your Lord and turned on him, why should it surprise you when your family or friends or the things you touch or work with or even your own body cause you increased grief? The more diligent you are in your prayers, the more insistent you are in hearing your Lord's absolution.